Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Georgians, both for and against impeachment proceedings against President Trump, met outside Representative Lucy McBath's office in Sandy Springs. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on yesterday's protests.
The sidewalks in front of McBath's Atlanta office were awash with dueling signs and slogans expressing support for and opposition to the ever-involving impeachment talks in Washington. On one side of the street, there's a giant Trump 2020 bus and several dozen anti-impeachment demonstrators like Marietta military veteran Joe Webb.
Well, impeachment is absolutely the total wrong thing they should be doing. They should be uniting and look at the positive parts of the Republican agenda.
On the other side of the street is Renee Bates. She drove from several counties over to show support for McBath and Trump's impeachment inquiry.
A lot of people have been fooled as to what he's doing, and I think the impeachment procedure will open some eyes.
McBath voted to formalize the rules of the House Judiciary Committee's impeachment inquiry in September. She has stayed largely silent on the issue since. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Sandy Springs.
The Atlanta Braves playoff run has come to an end. The team suffered a landslide defeat in Game 5 of the National League Division Series against the Cardinals last night. They lost 13-1. The Braves gave up 10 runs in the first inning alone, effectively ending the game right from the start. Catcher Brian McCann, who announced his retirement after the game, says the team has a lot to look forward to.
But like I said before, this organization is... It's right where it needs to be going into the future. It's got so much talent. Really proud I got a chance to put the uniform on again.
The Braves' streak of first-round playoff defeats continues. The team hasn't advanced in the postseason since 2001. The Cardinals will go on to face the Nationals in the NLCS. Although the Atlanta Braves season is officially over, a conversation about one of the team's most time-honored traditions continues. Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, a member of the Cherokee Nation, spoke out against the tomahawk chop, calling it disrespectful. And in response, the Braves team decided not to hand out foam tomahawks for yesterday's game or to play the chant if Helsley came in to pitch. The team says it will continue evaluating the tradition in the future. The Georgia Department of Public Health has issued a health advisory following the death of a second person in Georgia connected to vaping and the use of e-cigarettes. GPB's Ellen Eldridge reports.
The advisory serves to notify residents about the potential hazards of vaping, especially among adolescent and young users. Kim Spies helped organize a vaping awareness meeting at the Lakewood High School in DeKalb County last month. She says many parents are in denial, and it's not just high schoolers we need to watch.
It's that middle school desire. They think it's cool, you know, so it's really up to the parents to let them know it's not, and it's dangerous, and there are things that can really stick with, you know, affect your life for a long time.
The state's Department of Education is also working with the governor's office to raise awareness among young people. For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.